Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one to count on for today's local news and information, AM and FM KDLS. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program, Raccoon Valley Radio Sales Manager Sean Kinney got to sit down with Perry Parks and Recreation Director John Anderson to talk about the Perry McCreary Center, which opened up just last week after a six-month-long renovation project. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Boy, what a week it's been for Perry. The grand reopening of the McCreary Community Center after 6 months of restorative work that's been taking place. The excitement has reached its climax. The ribbon cutting has taken place, and the building is now open for all to enjoy. John Anderson, Becky Halling, our two guests this morning. And John, let's start with you. I know for the staff this has been a long time coming, but what a feeling it must have been to see everything come together and to see the public's response, like my response was, and just jaw-dropping to see the improvements here.
So we probably had 100 people walk through the door on Wednesday night for the ribbon cutting, and I don't think a single person didn't have a smile on their face the whole time they were walking through the facility. So we're the same, right? We have the smile on our face every time we're walking through the door now. It's nice, it's refreshing, and it's a brand new experience.
Let's get specific and talk about some of the major improvements that people will witness and notice right when they step through the doors.
Right away, you're going to notice visually that the orange carpet's off the walls and everything's got a fresh coat of paint. But the biggest thing is that old theater got renovated into the new fitness room. So all of our cardio equipment, all of the weights, all of the machines, everything is in one location now. That room is 24-hour access with the same card that you had before, the same card you have now. It'll work in the door. So there's no change there. And then the gym, right? So from floor to ceiling, that gym got redone. So new flooring, paint on the walls, the drop ceiling got removed, all new lighting, paint, sound panels, new hoops, everything's motorized. Just quite the efficiency that we created inside that gym as far as cleaning and maintenance. And it's going to be clean. It's going to stay that way. You know, it's just so much easier to maintain now. So it's awesome.
Also, other areas of improvement, the locker rooms. We saw some work getting done there. And let's talk about structurally some of the intangibles that people might not notice behind the scenes that were done over these past 6 months.
Big one was a lot of the HVAC system was upgraded. So boilers, chillers, hot water heaters, all of the control system for those features all are now web-based. We used to have a dedicated computer that would operate them. So anytime there was any sort of, you know, update with a computer, that update would screw up the HVAC system. And then it was a battle to, you know, get somebody here to log back in and to fix it all. So having that web-based click of the, you know, you can pull out your phone now, I can get on and look and see how the building's doing. Those are big improvements. Lighting throughout the renovated areas is all automated now. So motion sensor, you come in, turns on, shuts off. There's energy savings there. That's about what I've got. I mean, it's exciting. I guess also within the building, all of the low voltage has been redone. And that is another behind the scenes thing that no one realizes, but it's really a critical part of operating the facility. The clocks that are on the wall used to be all battery operated. And, at one point in time, the building did have a universal system, but over the years that universal system went bad, and instead of fixing it, they would just put battery operated clocks on the wall. We have 25 clocks throughout the building, and every one of them would go out at a different time, and we'd spend hours fixing, replacing batteries, going to the hardware store to replace them because they get tore up with the chlorine in the building. Now everything is a sealed digital clock. All the wiring got redone. And that's a web-based thing, world clock. So all the clocks will always be at the right time and synchronized throughout the building. Little stuff like that was such a headache is now solved, you know. So even from the networking cables that run all of our computers and the PA systems all getting redone, all of those things work together in harmony. And in the past, they didn't work together. Now they will.
Another big improvement is the addition of a child watch area for parents who want to get their workout in, have little ones. They can work out in the building with the kids, entertaining themselves with supervision, it sounds like, in a specialized room.
Yeah, so, you know, we opened the building here October 1st. That was a self-date that we put imposed onto ourselves, right? We had to pick a date. Let's get open. We had delusions of grandeur, I think, that the building was going to be perfect before we opened. Derecho hit. That took us out of the building for 4 weeks. We were on the streets helping clean up. That was 4 weeks that we should have been in here cleaning and prepping and testing and interviewing and hiring. So the building's not completely done yet. There's still little things that we just haven't been able to test. Somebody's card might not work. Not all of the soap dispensers are up yet. Like, just weird little things like that that just aren't completely done yet. And one of those things is that child watch area. So yes, it's going to be an awesome feature moving forward in the future. We've got to get some staff hired. We got to get some staff trained for that. It will be an awesome program for a mom or a dad to bring their young kid in, enroll their kid in that program. That kid will get entertained for that hour, whether it's arts and crafts and toys and games and Play-Doh, whatever that entertainment factor is. You know, they'll be able to do that for a certain amount of time, you know, and then they'll need to come and pick their kid up after that time. You know, they'll have to remain in the building. It's not like you'll be able to leave the building and leave your, you know, it's not a daycare by any means. It's a program for your kid. So it'll be structured in a way to reflect that.
And that was our conversation with Perry Parks and Recreation Director John Anderson. On tomorrow's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, Sean Kenny will continue the conversation with Perry Deputy Parks and Recreation Director Becky Halling. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on KDLS, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.